Thank you, George. And now, back to the news. This week, another local talking newspaper has been in the news. We'll hear in a moment about WATN. Other stories include news of vandals who've been slashing car tyres in Norwich and a very unusual use of a telephone booth in the centre of the city. But first, let's hear about our colleagues at the Wyndham Talking Newspaper.
The Wyndham and Attleborough Talking Newspaper, WATN, is calling for amateur poets, storytellers and playwrights to participate in a words and music presentation at Wyndham Library as part of the Queen's 90th birthday celebrations in the town. Coinciding with a national initiative promoted by the Royal National Institute for Blind People, encouraging visually impaired people to use their local library, the WATN organised event is entitled 90 Minutes of Noise in the Library. Poems, short stories and extracts from novels and plays will be interspersed with music and presented to an audience in the rotunda of the library between 2 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, June the 11th.
Vandals who slashed the tyres of almost a dozen cars in two Norwich roads have been branded as mindless by angry owners. Police are investigating after 11 vehicles were targeted on Edinburgh Road and Earlham Road in just a couple of days. Andy Smith, who's 32, was one of the at least seven victims living on Edinburgh Road off Earlham Road. He said, "It's just frustrating, really. It's an inconvenience. It's mindless vandalism. I don't know why anybody would want to do it." The web developer said that he had plans but had to put them off to sort out fixing the tyre after the damage was discovered on Saturday morning. He said, "We saw police checking the cars. At that point, they said there were seven that had been stabbed in the tyre. Police had issued a witness appeal following the damage to the vehicles in the area. They say 11 incidents were recorded between Friday and Saturday. They involved cars parked in Earlham Road and Edinburgh Road, with most having the rear passenger side tyre slashed by an unknown implement, causing a one-inch cut." PC Colin Goff said, "These are mindless crimes which have had a great impact on the surrounding community. I'd like to urge members of the public to come forward if they saw any suspicious behaviour during the crime times or have any information relating to these malicious crimes."
In a telephone box transformation worthy of Superman himself, one of Toomland's red phone booths is to become the city's newest shared office. The project is the idea of New York-based Bar Works, Inc., which has snapped up more than a dozen of the boxes across the country and wants to refurbish them for the use of entrepreneurs. It says the location of the boxes makes them ideal for business people looking for affordable workspace in attractive locations. Once refurbished, the phone boxes, rebranded under the name Podworks, will be kitted out with Wi-Fi, a printer scanner, a mouse, a 25-inch screen, power sockets, and even a hot drinks machine. Users pay an annual subscription fee to become a member, and then have access to any of the company's expanding range of pods and other locations, from Bradford to San Francisco, via Norwich. The boxes will be locked, and members will use a mobile phone app to get access to the box at any time of day or night.
Brave daredevils held their nerves and faced their fears to walk over red-hot coals to boost a cancer charity. Cheering crowds gathered to watch 50 courageous fundraisers step across coals burning at more than 500 degrees Fahrenheit. Big C, Norfolk and Waveney Cancer cancer charity, threw down the gauntlet for people prepared to test their mettle and face the firewalk challenge. And people whose lives have been touched by cancer and lost loved ones, plus people who simply recognise the fantastic work the Big C has done since it was founded in 1980, responded. Their walk took place at the Forum in Norwich, with supporters cheering on the barefoot participants as they made their way across the coals. Each participant made a £30 donation and pledged to raise at least £100 more in sponsorship. And Clive Evans, the Big C's Director of Income Generation, said the event, sponsored by Adrian Flux Insurance Services, was likely to raise about £10,000 for the charity's work.
A fight back against government plans to turn dozens of Norwich schools into academies is underway, with activists forming a new campaign group and county councillors urged to throw their weight against the proposal. The Prime Minister this week told MPs he remained committed to forcing all schools to convert by 2022, despite growing opposition from Conservative MPs and councils. Currently, 24 schools in the Norwich North and South constituencies are academies, state-funded schools accountable directly to the government instead of to councils, and 46, mostly primary schools, are not. Ministers argue academies have freed thousands of teachers and leaders to drive improvement in their own schools and across the system. But speakers at a public meeting of more than 30 teachers, parents and councillors in Norwich argued they lacked democratic accountability, raised concerns about financial probity and said there was no evidence they raised standards. Organiser Joe Smith said, "The main point was the accountability issue. The meeting voted unanimously to set up the campaign group to oppose forced academisation and hold existing academies to account."